Hey, everybody, this is Randy Vaughn, episode 23 of the School Marketing Podcast. Alongside Donnie today, we're talking about hashtags in social media. Check out the audio portion of a video we found online talking about hashtags.
Welcome to this edition of the School Marketing Podcast with your hosts, Randy and Donnie Vaughn, also known as the Marketing Twins. In each episode of this one-of-a-kind podcast, you will hear practical marketing tips to help grow your school through the 3 R's of school marketing: recruitment, retention, and referrals. So, do you have 14 minutes and 29 seconds? Are you ready to take your school marketing to the next level? Then let's get started.
Hey, Justin, what's up? Not much, Jimmy. Hashtag chillin'. What's up with you?
Super busy working. Hashtag rise and grind. Hashtag is it Friday yet?
Hey, check it out. I brought you some cookies. Hashtag homemade. Hashtag oatmeal raisin. Hashtag show me the cookie.
Sweet. Hashtag don't mind if I don't. Pretty good. Hashtag getting my cookie on. Hashtag I'm the real cookie monster. Hashtag no.
Delicious, right? Hashtag I did it all for the cookie. Hashtag LOL.
Hashtag classic. By the way, did you catch last week's episode of Duck Dynasty? Hashtag quack quack.
Nah, lately I've mostly been watching Netflix. Hashtag orange is the new black.
Oh, nice. I've been watching a lot of Barney the Dinosaur. Hashtag purple is the new black. Hashtag I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Hashtag I'm 38. Hashtag dinosaurs. Hashtag how do they go extinct? Hashtag meteor. Hashtag ice age. Hashtag speaking of ice age, I just watched Ice Age on demand the other day. Hashtag funny. Hashtag Ray Romano. Hashtag Deborah.
I'm not really sure what my favorite part of that whole video is, but you got the Duck Dynasty theme. I think at the part where they're snapping their fingers together to make the hashtag sign is pretty funny. But my name is Donnie Vaughn. I'm yourschoolmarketing.com. Today we're going to talk about hashtags.
Yeah, I love that Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake video. They just—it's almost the ridiculousness of the hashtag makes it funny. I mean, we see this a lot on social media, so we're gonna actually talk about that today. My name is Randy, and we're here to discuss one of those topics around social media that a lot of people have a lot of confusion about. People ask us all the time, what is a hashtag and how do you use them? And so we get a lot of questions about that. So some of you are very experienced at using hashtags, whether it's in Instagram or Twitter. Even now, as Facebook has introduced hashtags, which some people still are finding out that those are live hashtags. So let's go back to the basics and understand kind of what is a hashtag so we know what we're dealing with, and then we'll talk about some practical uses of hashtags.
Yeah, because we still have a lot of people who don't understand what a hashtag is. For a lot of people, just to clear up what we're talking about, the hashtag is the pound sign, or in some cases, the number sign, depending on...
Or the sharp symbol in music? I mean, there's all kinds of... It's all the... That little cross, little checkerboard thing.
Exactly. I mean, that's the tic-tac-toe board. Yeah. That's the hashtag. So it's been used for a lot of different things over the years, but when you get into social media, you're talking about the pound sign being the hashtag. And so what does that mean? Well, you whenever you want to, and it's really used as kind of like a filter, I guess you would say, kind of
like
filter out.
A theme or subject line.
You could put your status update, I guess, historically speaking, I'm sure how this is more of a history lesson, but I guess it kind of all started in 2007. A guy, Chris Messina, he's a guy online. You could search for him, but he put out the first hashtag, if you will, and it simply just put his number sign, hashtag, and said, what
did
if
he
I
use
did?
That on Twitter?
He used it on Twitter. That was the first place he used it.
I guess that's where we saw it first introduced there, primarily.
Yeah, I think he was trying to introduce a product, is what I remember right, and that way the idea is people could click on that within the tweet, and if they clicked on that, then everybody else who used that same hashtag, you would see all of the people who use that same hashtag, and so it was kind of a great way of filtering out one particular theme or a product or something like that, because you could put somebody's hashtag on there, and that's really what it is.
So,
but you have to remember to put sometimes pound. People put the pound sign and they put a space, and it didn't work that way. You have to run it all together. It's
and
kind of the one word.
The idea is whether you're in, and it's my understanding now, of course, this always changes. It's, with social media, so many things do change like this, but You use hashtags on, let's think, I know that they're used on Twitter.
I know that.
We see them all the time on Instagram, mm-hmm. I think Google Plus. I think Pinterest now does them too, I think. I
don't know. And Facebook. And Facebook. Launched that.
So. And I heard LinkedIn used to have them, but they...
Yeah, they did. They launched it early on in 2013, but then they decided to do away with it.
Now, here's a question a lot of people ask is, if somebody's on Twitter and they use a hashtag of, you know, let's say Christian school, then if, will that same hashtag carry over to Instagram? Can I use it over there? And, you know, can somebody click on in their Instagram, if they use that same hashtag of pound sign and then Christian school, would they see all the people on Twitter? Or I don't think it works that way.
No, I don't. I think it's platform specific, I guess you could say. So if you're on Twitter and you develop a hashtag called hashtag school marketing, that if you did that same hashtag in Instagram or even Facebook, it might pull up a different some a little bit different information.
This is one of the tools that I also learned about recently that might help with this. I don't know if it's foolproof or not, because there is no directory of hashtags, even across different platforms. You can't go to a directory and you can certainly search for hashtags and see what's being used. We'll talk about why that's important in a little bit, but there is no directory. The other obvious thing we want to make sure we understand is you don't own a hashtag.
Right. Unlike a domain, right, where I would say at your school marketing or at school MKTG for the Twitter account or yourschoolmarketing.com, where no one else can use that. Hashtags, I could say.
They're public themes.
Yeah, which is an example topics, you use a lot of times of the passion. Somebody wants to type, if they're passionate about your school and say, all right, we're passionate about our particular football team, and we could put hashtag football, hashtag passion. Yeah. If I was to click on that hashtag passion,
I might get
some people that are passionate about the high school football team, but I might also get some people that are
talking about passion
in a different way.
Yeah. Another one that I saw, not really somebody talked about their football team being, you know, it's kind of like and they were using the word cougar. And, of course, we know cougar is a mascot for a lot of schools. But also in pop culture, cougar is used in another way. And they were talking about, in football terms, they were talking about the Cougars are hot tonight was their kind of the theme. Well, they decided to do hot Cougars was and that really just kind of imploded you saw all kinds of things that were not appropriate for what the Christian school was wanting.
So actually, I guess the message of what we're trying to say on that particular topic is, first, if you want to get creative and think about what you're hashtagging, first off, give it some thought.
Yes.
Secondly, go vet that out and make sure you've researched what that does when you put hashtag passion or whatever. Search it on Facebook, search it on Instagram, search it on Twitter. See what comes up with it. Because you might find that, it's been used once or twice, but not very much. And it could be that you could start, and we use the term own that hashtag, that we don't mean like literally own it. You can't own it like a domain name or a Twitter handle,
but you can kind of basically occupy
most of the landscape for that hashtag. So when people do search for it, they're gonna see that you're talking about the Cougar football team because you've used it so much.
But another way to look at it, that's why you want to search, because sometimes you want to kind of own a hashtag, and where all of the comments, all of the tweets or all the Facebook posts or all the Instagram posts are mentioning, and it's all centered around your school. But there are times where you want to use a hashtag in Twitter or Instagram, particularly maybe even Facebook, where you would mention the city name that you live in, because there will be other people who want to mention Arlington, Texas, and they might say hashtag Arlington. Well, anybody in Arlington who uses that for maybe restaurants that they're a part of or some other organization that they're a part of, and they also want to hashtag Arlington, then if you click through there to see what other people are hashtagging about Arlington, they'll see your post. So it's a way to introduce yourself to another group of people who are all centered around that hashtag. So in some ways, you kind of want to own a hashtag. In other ways, you might want to put yourself into an existing hashtag around a city or something.
And I think one of the things that, I don't know, Randy, do you think every event that a school does ought to have its own hashtag? Is there a hashtag for the school, or do you think that every event, every graduation, every football game, every, do they all need their own, or what do you
think? Well, because, and this is another question we often get, can you use multiple hashtags? And of course, the video from Fallon and Timberlake kind of indicate that, yes, you can and probably should sometimes use multiple hashtags. In Twitter, it's a little harder because you eventually run out of characters. Where I see that most is in Instagram, where people can put 20 hashtags in one every time they post. So it almost gets ridiculous at that point, but you could put multiple hashtags together. And so you could have a hashtag around the school name. You could have a hashtag around the school, you know, your mascot, and then sports, or mascot and then drama, or whatever that type of. So you could actually incorporate one generic one that you used all year long for your school. You could use one, maybe the senior class could always have the your mascot, and then 2014, if they want to claim that one is there. Anytime you post anything about the seniors, you use that hashtag. So you can create multiple hashtags, but using them all together, you're able to, that way you don't have to center on just one particular hashtag. But I would definitely kind of vet those out. One of the tools that I came across is Tagboard, T-A-G-B-O-A-R-D, and tagboard.com will let you put in, and it supposedly searches across all the different platforms that use hashtags. Okay. Where you can see what hashtags are being used across the platform. So while you may say, well, I searched in Twitter, but you may find out later on in Instagram, it's being used for something totally different. So tagboard.com is a tool. It's not foolproof, but it could definitely give you a head start on looking and searching around who else is posting in that hashtag.
I think one of the things that I've had this conversation with people is they'll see things on, most times people on Facebook talk about this because hashtags are relatively new, and people in Facebook aren't accustomed to using hashtags. I mean, even as recently as the other day, we had some people asking you, didn't know that they were upset that people were using hashtags on Facebook because in their mind, you couldn't even do anything with them. They didn't realize you really could, because for the longest time, I guess people had linked their Twitter account to their Facebook, and so when they put a hashtag on Twitter, and they link those, when they post on Twitter, it automatically posts on Facebook, those hashtags were there. But you couldn't do anything with them. Now you can, and so people aren't aware of that. But I know that just
seems like people don't like them in Facebook as much. But maybe that just is one of those things that we're going to change over time.
Hopefully, over time they'll understand the validity of it. Yes, you have people that a lot of times put silly, goofy hashtags, and that sometimes kind of, I guess you could say, kind of
cheapens the hashtag. There's some legitimate reasons why you'd want to use hashtag, but sometimes they get kind of overused.
You can put hashtag, I hate this job, I wish I was on vacation. It's all one thing. It takes a long time to even read it all, but, you know, it's just there to be funny and make a cute little comment, if you will.
Okay, as we wrap up today, we want to talk about more than just the tactical approach. We want to actually talk about strategy. So what we've done is to create a resource page for you on our website at yourschoolmarketing.com/hashtag. And that's going to talk, we're going to talk about strategy and tactical uses of hashtags. So we want you to go to that page, and that way you can get more understanding about how this is used. We'll use examples, and we're going to share that with you at yourschoolmarketing.com/hashtag.
Thank you for listening to the School Marketing Podcast. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion, please drop Randy and Donnie a line at yourschoolmarketing.com/voicemail. For more school marketing ideas, follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube at yourschoolmarketing.com.